Welcome to the Kawartha Small Business Podcast, where we believe the Kawarthas can be the most thriving region in Canada for small businesses. So we created a podcast where we have million-dollar conversations that help small business owners thrive. I'm Brian Rump from Profit Coach.
And I'm Matt Garrity of Managee Digital.
And we're recording from the Thrive Podcast Studio at Thrive Coworking Community in downtown Lindsay, Ontario at 18 Kent Street West. Today we have a sponsor, and that is Digital Service Squad. Are you a small business owner looking to take your business online? From e-commerce to social media, Digital Main Street has free training, tools, and resources to help you jump in and grow your digital presence. Visit kawarthalakes.ca/digitalserviceSquad or just search in Google for Digital Main Street Kawartha Lakes for more info. With us today, we're having a live coaching with Kim from Wild Acres. I believe I said that right. Tell us about yourself, Kim.
Well, recently, a couple years ago, we moved and we started the farm, Wild Acres, where we grow and sell cut flowers, cut flower subscriptions, and basically a lot of things to do with cut flower. So everything we grow on the farm, and we try and grow it without use of chemicals so that it's more environmentally friendly. Yeah, that's the main thing. And we've done photo shoots and use the farm as a venue for photographers to come and take pictures at as well.
Oh, that's awesome. Where's the farm?
Just on Highway 7, just outside Rayboro to the east of Lindsay, right between Peace Road and Lilac Road.
Awesome.
When you bought the farm, was this the plan or was this something that came about after?
It was not the plan. We moved to the farm and we had 11 acres of property and not really enough land to farm conventionally. My husband Teo and I both come from farming backgrounds, so it would have been an option, but there just wasn't enough land. And this was at the time when, you know, COVID was starting to ramp up, so we were there. It was after a few lockdowns. So I've been following someone on Instagram, Florette Flower, and she is like the Instagram trending queen of flower farming. So I followed her, I bought the book, and then we moved. And as I'm reading the book, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, this is something that we can do. We can grow flowers on our small little patch, still make a bit of money at it, and who doesn't love flowers? Like, even if it wasn't a moneymaker, it's still something that's therapeutic, makes me happy. It's just good all around that way. Not the plan.
Yeah. Did you like growing flowers before this, or was this like an opportunity that just kind of popped into your head?
Bit of both. Yeah. I've always liked gardening, even as a kid. Like, I had my little patch and I, of course, had to help my mom with her gardens. And then I went to school for agriculture. So that was, it was kind of a neat way to combine the two, where I'm growing a crop of flowers, not just a garden, which is great. I love that. And we want to make our gardens nicer too, but it really combines agriculture and the gardening side and business side too. It's kind of a neat combination.
Cool.
Yeah. So what's the plan for the business, given that you didn't have a plan and it just sort of happened?
It's very fluid.
Yes.
Yeah. This year, my focus is on getting some flower subscriptions out so that I have a weekly, a known quantity that I need to prepare bouquets or small, like I do mason jar arrangements too. So if I have the subscriptions each week during the season, I will know how much to cut and how much to arrange. I also have one florist, Kawartha Lakes Classic Flowers and Gifts. She, Anne, recently bought the Kawartha Classic Flowers. And so she buys a lot of my flowers. This year I'm planning more for her as well. And I recently met another florist in Peterborough Way who is interested in buying Ontario-grown flowers. And like, once Ontario runs out, she's done. Like, once her season's over, she won't buy them. So subscriptions, florists, this year I've got a photography session booked, possibly two or three. So that's another. And I have a wedding booked as well that I'd like to get a couple more weddings this year, but not too many because they are a little bit stressful for the quantities of flowers.
Oh, you have weddings a wedding shoot or like flowers?
Sorry, wedding flowers.
Oh, okay.
So I'll be like bouquets and bridesmaids bouquets and stuff. And then the shoot, at the end of July, the farm is hosting a shoot for Great North Gowns. And they're going to have models come to the farm, and then the photographers will take the pictures for their content days. And I'll do some, I'm hoping to do some installations for that and do, I don't know, cool tall flowers or something creative. I saw a really neat one where they had like a flowered headdress and made it more like a wig. Don't know if I can do it, but I really want to try. It looks so neat.
That's awesome. I have a lot of questions about sort of flowers and the production. So is it, do you stagger things so you have things blooming sort of most of the time through the summer?
That's the idea. The succession planting would mean, so we plant our first crop. One little flower is called a zinnia. It's good to do it that way. So I'll do probably three this year. Last year was only year two growing, so I didn't do as many as I should have. Well, like basically I really didn't, to be honest.
Yeah.
So, and this year, sunflowers, we're going to do that as well. Last year, they did bloom for quite a while, but if we planted them every week or 2 weeks throughout the summer, we could have had sunflowers from June, July, all the way until, like, till frost, till they're killed off. So, October.
Okay.
So, yeah, this year, I would like to plant a little bit better and get more planted so they last longer.
Awesome. Have you worked in sort of flowers before?
No, never. I guess one thing that made me think I could do it was when it was our wedding. I had the help of a florist, a friend, but I, along with some of my bridesmaids, actually did the flowers for our wedding. So that was almost 8 years ago now. So it was a long while, not a long time ago, but it kind of gave me confidence to think, okay, I have done one big event, and then I've done a little bit more since then. So,
yeah.
And just every time we buy a bouquet, cut the flowers, but no formal training, nothing that way.
Yeah. Have you looked into like the flower business? I think is interesting, and you know, there's not a lot of flowers in Ontario, which is what I understand, but yet every day we can go buy flowers because they're coming from like all over the world all the time, and it's kind of insane when you think about it.
They are, and that's why I kind of also sort of got into it, because right now there's a growing market of locally grown, using less chemicals, flowers. Because if you're shipping a flower for a wedding, I had to order some in. So some of them came from Peru. So think of your shipping time from Peru to Kawartha Lakes. You're going to be multiple days. They've grown in a greenhouse, which is okay. But they've been treated with pesticides, and then they've been treated with preservatives to last when they don't have water on the airplane or however they ship them here. Then the airplane causes more pollution and everything else. So my flowers are grown outside of Lindsay in Rayborough area. Then they go to the customer in Lindsay. That's as far as they travel. So there's no greenhouse, well, virtually no greenhouse gases, no emissions caused. Like, it's my hard work that goes into that, and that's about it.
We've joked in the past on this podcast that it should be called Things Matt Doesn't Know. I was today years old when I found out that most of these flowers we're getting here are not from Ontario.
Peru,
I just figured they're around the corner, coming from a garden or from a nursery and going into shops.
A lot come from Africa, and the supply chain of flowers happens every day. And then when you talk to people in the industry, like Valentine's Day is like the biggest day of the year for flowers, and like so much happens that day. You know, weddings, you get people who want specific types of things. Like, it's, you know, to find and get the supply and know you have it. You know, there's a huge amount of waste in the industry
because
everyone's growing and guessing. So like when I learned that when you reached out to be on the podcast, and I purposely, knowing this was some live coaching, didn't like look into what you're doing, but my brain started going about this whole flower industry and how you're not that.
No, it's a very small, localized portion of it. And one thing I am going to try this year to sell to, there's a flower co-op. They're based out of Toronto, so it's hard to get down there for me, but I'm going to try and do that. And it, they sell to florists who prefer to buy Ontario-grown flowers. Now, there are greenhouses in Ontario who are putting out flowers right now while the weather's still cold. But a lot of it's just seasonal flowers. So you're really limited. Or not terribly limited, but for us, there's only going to be certain ways to extend the growing season and the flowers that we are capable of growing.
I think that's like an advantage for you, because I didn't really think through like all the types you could have or the way you stagger it. And at first I thought it was maybe only wildflowers. So it was kind of like a, hey, I scatter a bunch of seeds and it's kind of what comes up, comes up. And to me, I was thinking when you give flowers as a gift, they're best as a surprise. So it was almost like a, be on the subscription list and it's like surprise flowers. And it's like, hey, a bunch of stuff's blooming tomorrow. Your flowers are coming. Like that type of thing where they are local. They're not curated from around the world. They're a little bit random, but they still bring that joy and surprise.
I couldn't put it better. That's how I like my arrangements and bouquets to be. I gather from what's in the field. And yes, I plan what I'm planting. But what you're going to get is what's blooming probably yesterday. Obviously not right now, this time of year. But the flowers were cut yesterday or the morning of the bouquet arranging. They get arranged, whatever's there. And then, yeah, it is a surprise. And speaking of the wildflowers, maybe we made a mistake naming our farm Wild Acres, because that is what people gravitate towards, is that it's wildflowers.
You should have a little patch where you do, like, I know there's a thing they call like flower bombing, where you have like make seed bombs and like.
This year. We're in the fall, we tilled it up and we're hoping to get some native Ontario wildflowers and grow in a certain area, and it will be just flowers, and that will be a wildflower field for pollinators and insects and just wildlife in general. And it should be hopefully really nice to walk through. And if it's not native, we're going to go with other flowers, but we'll just like scatter the seeds and basically let them grow and
have a
beautiful field out there.
Do you do any like pick your own?
We haven't yet because insurance is crazy.
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yeah. And so pick your own because you'd be cutting things.
Yeah.
Is, you know how things are. Like,
oh, yeah.
You can't have anything sharp. I don't really want to get into
yeah.
the whole thing. But yeah, insurance is nuts. I'd love to, but I don't think it's a feasible thing for us to do. It would be nice not to have special events. Like, it would be amazing to have a bridal shower come out and do that as part, like have the bridal shower, pick your own bouquets, and then that could be part of the event. But I just don't know if it's feasible.
Yeah, you probably have to have it more as a curated boutique thing where you're the one actually doing the picking or the cutting, but they're choosing.
They're arranging and they're
making
a bouquet, which might be doable.
Yeah, the arranging would be fun too, thinking of people's weddings, like people who don't want the big wedding with like, you know, $10,000 worth of flowers that are masterfully done, but it could be like a, you know, a bridesmaids or a wedding party event where people get together and make their own bouquets. Like that's a fun,
it's a fun story. Memory to add to the wedding itself, not just the flowers, but then you get the memory and the time spent with your close people making
that. And that's the business you're in. It's not the flower business. It's the memory business. It's the joy business. It's the surprise.
Yeah. And that's business. Something I really didn't expect that actually, how much when people get the flowers, even if they're giving to someone, they're so happy. And I repeat this all the time. And I think even my husband's like, okay, you tell me this all the time.
Yeah.
But seeing the smile on people's faces when they're buying them for someone else or when I deliver a bouquet, it's just, although maybe I'm not supposed to deliver bouquets, so don't tell the insurance.
I'll edit this part.
I don't think they listen to this. This is for small business owners, not giant corporate overlords.
Yeah. But yeah, that was something I didn't even consider. I love growing the flowers, but I didn't consider the joy that it brings to other people. And it is so, it just makes me so happy to when I give them to people and just see their faces. It's just, I don't know. There's some kind of feeling about it.
I think really that's a little business idea, whether you could capture that with a picture that's like, hey, send a bouquet and you get the bouquet, the delivery, but also a photo of the person being surprised.
It's a great idea. Like those, remember those porch photos that people were doing at the beginning of COVID?
Right.
Similar to that. I kind of like that idea. Yeah.
Like being really specific about it, or just this, like, I like the idea of the surprise bouquet, and you sign up for X number of surprises throughout the summer, and maybe you get a text that says, hey, your surprise flowers are ready. Pick them up Saturday morning or something like that versus
that's a wicked idea.
People having to go out and get it.
Yeah. I have something to say about this. Okay. So because remember we started before we were recording, like all these great ideas I think I have, but they're all wacky and I don't want to get into them. I had this idea for years about a subscription model, frankly, that men would sign up for their partners. And at the beginning of the year, you tell them when their birthday is, their Mother's Day, whatever all the events are, anniversary,
the gifting concierge.
Yes.
Yeah.
But logistically it's a challenge because then like fulfillment is a mess, right? Because you're going to have people with anniversaries in September and May. It's chaos. However, that's a box subscription model. I love that idea for you. If I could sign up at the beginning of the year and tell you my wife's birthday is November 12th, our anniversary is September 14th, Mother's Day, and a couple other things, I'm done. I'm so happy about this idea that it doesn't even exist right now.
And also what I like is filter in the surprises, like the random.
Yeah. And
it's like, hey, we're away. These are our vacation weeks. Don't come then. But like if you show up on a Thursday morning with flowers,
Just because.
Boom.
And have special just because dates. Yeah.
My favorite flowers are something you're growing. The surprise is going to be when's their best day? Because you want to capture them at that time because we're so used to the predictability of like, I can walk up to the florist and pick out a bunch of stuff. And if no one buys them that day, they're going in the trash or wherever it happens to flowers. And they're coming from all over the world. But if it's the surprise, here's what's good today. Like these look nice. It's kind of like the, hey, I was walking home
and I grabbed this on the way.
Found these flowers on the side of the road and I picked you some on the way. Or like we live on a farm where there's wildflowers places. And every now and then you're walking and something's blooming. So you pick them and bring them home. And that like surprise, like, look what we have. That's the joy. Yeah. Like you can deliver that to people. And then on the surprise thing, you're not on a schedule. Like it's based on when the supply is ready. And then you do a batch run of it versus individually delivering all over the place specific orders.
And that's what my spring subscription, especially because last year, like the flowers were ready just after Mother's Day. So that's no good for Mother's Day. So this year, the spring subscription is 3 bouquets over the course of spring. So between May and June, you get 3 bouquets. Mm-hmm. But I don't know exactly when things are going to be
blooming. Own that we don't know and that are going to surprise you. And like people are going to, I think this is a great idea because people are given the chance to buy that and it's easy. They're going to buy it. Matt's going to buy it right now.
Right.
I'm going to buy it right now. Everyone listening is going to buy that right now.
Every business owner, every busy male, frankly.
Thrive should have it at the front counter. Like you don't want flowers all the time. I know for me,
we looked into this years ago, subscriptions, before I knew Camden that you had subscriptions. There was someone doing it. I didn't look very hard because it was so expensive. And I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So I backed right off it. I don't know. So from a business, like going to businesses, the subscription, I don't know that price point. But if it were me, like if you're selling direct to me for that like subscription we talked about, that will go to my wife and an anniversary and everything, that one I would pay more for.
It's taking care of something, a task that you have to do.
Yeah.
It's not just, it's a luxury for you to not have to do it, but it's not just the luxury of having flowers. You're actually taking care of something logistically that has to be done regardless.
Well, in my head, I'm a great husband, and I'm like always like, oh, I gotta get flowers. And then it gets closer to the event, and I'm busy, and it's like the day of, and I'm like, do I really want to go get flowers and like the cost? But if they just showed up to her when they needed to, and I paid at the beginning of the year or quarterly or even monthly, whatever, I couldn't care less about it. it would be priceless. It would be.
And you get the points for doing it. And that's partly why the subscriptions, why I try and get them, you know, get them out ahead of the big gifting seasons too.
Yeah.
So order your subscription for your Valentine's Day gift. It might not come on Valentine's Day. I guarantee it won't because
sure. There's
nothing growing, but then it's taken care of.
Oh, and then you just tell them, like, okay, yeah, we bought you flowers. It's coming in a couple months. Like, this, that's a cool idea.
And I mean,
it's like the coupon for a hug. It's like a coupon for
a surprise flowers.
What a free hug.
I would still suggest giving an actual gift.
Yeah,
sure.
Because it is nice to receive something. But, yeah, then it's taken care of, and I can't physically grow them right now.
Yeah.
So when they're growing, you get them, and then it's still a gift.
Yeah.
And I still do a little gift certificate so they can get a nice thing in a card or whatever. But I really like that idea of the gifting concierge for men. And then
yeah. You
could even source, so wintertime, nothing's growing, but I could source things from local artisans that
100%.
My favorite candle company, Cold Throw Candle, is like
Yeah. Amazing
candles. And that would be a great gift.
Chocolates, any sort of gifts, right? Yeah, that's really cool.
Put something together. It embraces the seasonality of flowers, the localness of them, the joy of when they're the most fresh, the, you know, then the added things are, you know, the sustainability, the, hey, you're, you know, we didn't have to bring together all these things from other continents for you to smile today. They're all from
within the area that you could drive to them in
15
or 20 minutes and get them.
And I like how the schedule of it is kind of random and it's not every month, because I think the flaw of those subscription models is
you get so used to it and then it's like, I'm kind of bored of this, because you know the flowers are coming every week or month or whatever.
But there's like cool t-shirt ones years ago and I'm like, what do I need 12 new t-shirts for? Like that, like
right. Every
single month, I don't need a new t-shirt. Or like there's other ones kind of like this for women where it's like a new book, a book you'd rip through quickly. But like, you really need 12 candles every year or like in a box, like 12 of all these things. I like the scarcity of like, we're going to get a couple throughout the year or a handful.
No, that is true. So, or like the quarter, even a quarterly box is kind of neat.
I think that's a lot better.
Something's coming for you every so often, and then you use it up or you enjoy it, and then you get your next one.
Yeah. End a podcast.
End a podcast. The Surprise Flower Podcast.
I had no idea where this conversation was going to go, and this was awesome because I like truly think this is a cool idea, like a really cool idea.
Yeah, I really like it. I'm going to also give you one more that I'm stealing from someone else. And it was a sign they put up for a flower shop, but it was by a barber. And where everyone parked to get their hair cut was near the flower shop, and there was a wall. So they put a big sign up that said, now that you look good, bring her flowers.
Oh, that's
so
a good one.
Think of things like that about when are the times people need that. And then you're the guide to help them.
Be where they're going to be most needed for when they need them.
Add on to that. Like, you know, every time Matt gets a haircut, like if you're like, hey, you're strutting around looking good, like bring some flowers home.
It's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. I have to talk to you about that offline. Sorry to say that, but like there's something I know that might be happening that might be worth your while for that.
And somebody who shouldn't be listening to this episode, maybe.
No, there's someone.
Oh, you mean, sorry, I thought you meant for Meg Freeway.
Oh, no.
She'll never listen.
She listens as much as I listen to my own podcast. But I think that there is something coming locally that would make a lot of sense for you to partner with Brian's idea. So.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, I think there's, you know, thinking about all these little things and then subscription, you have it, you know, contact lists are gold, finding people, because everyone's going to be open to it. So you have to be, anytime someone says that, you're like, all right, give me your email or your text and get a system to like do that and collect.
And I do have an email list that is one of my goals this year, to really grow it so that. And to actually email my people on my list, because that's a hard hard thing to just keep up with.
Yeah. Now you don't need, like, I heard you use the word newsletter. We always say no one wants your stupid newsletter. But what they do want is the, hey, I've got some flowers blooming today. Would you like to surprise your spouse?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Send me X number of dollars and then it's coming to your house. Like little batch things like
helpful that. Information, not saying, oh, this is on sale, because that's not the way to
it's
get
not
a
on
customer.
Sale. It's
but
just the,
this is a good information. Here's what you have. This is might be useful to you.
I honestly don't even care what the news, like the email
it's
says.
Just
my approach is like, we're reminding people that we exist and just be there. I got an email on the weekend from a company that cleans up dog poop. I reached out to a couple last year because I was like, I can't keep up with this. I don't want to do this. This is a pain in my butt.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
There's a bunch of them. And I reached out and it never came to fruition last year. But then they emailed me on Sunday, like, hey, we're sending out this email to everybody. The snow is thawing. Let us know if you're interested. I reply back right away. I'm like, I'm interested. Here's my address. This is the dog. I'll keep it up with it weekly, but right now it's a war zone in my backyard.
Oh, it's a winter time's worth of
it's disgusting.
Bombs,
oh,
yeah.
And now you're seeing it now. You're like, that's disgusting. Like, I don't even know where to go. So like, I love that though. Like it came and I saw that and I was like,
so
I never would have thought about it again. I never would have reached out, but they popped up and it was convenient or like just popped in my head. And I'm like, yeah, I do need this.
There,
right
that
now.
Job's taken care of.
Yeah, absolutely. So
it's like remind people you exist and then a clear call to action. Don't make people guess what to do. A lot of people will
right.
be like, oh, here's some information. If you could figure out that I'm trying to suggest you make this purchase, and then if you could figure out how to give
me
the money, I'll let you do it. But you want it to be really
are you ready to subscribe, click here.
Yeah.
You need flowers. Click here.
Yeah, I honestly, I like Brian's idea of like, hey, we've got leftover flowers, might not be the best verbiage, but like we've got some extra flowers that are maybe even going to go to waste. Do you want these delivered to your house on this day? I think you're going to get people are like, yeah, I'll take them. I think there's a couple things there. There's the random flowers coming to your house excitement. There's the idea of, oh, I'm going to rescue some flowers from waste. I think they're in like spur of the moment type of stuff is really, really beneficial.
And you can, you know, sort of duplicate that with like Instagram or like, hey, here's our batch of stuff we have today. This many left. There's some scarcity to it, which people are like, oh, if I want these, I have to get them
now before
because
they're gone.
Your whole thing is seasonality. It's locally grown. It's not every flower you want on demand anytime. Like that's not your business. I know I can go get if I want a dozen roses, a bunch of people will sell me a dozen roses. But if I want your locally grown flowers, there's only so many days a year where they're going to be perfect. So I want to take advantage of that when I can.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it.
And you're in a great location too for people stopping by on their way home or like.
Yeah, and that's because of the insurance thing. Unfortunately, the delivery is kind of hard and time-wise, right?
Yeah.
Like I have other jobs too. But yeah, hopefully the pickups would be a lot better. I was hoping more that, you know, everybody going to Peterborough will be driving past our house.
Just
literally
yeah,
everybody.
Need some signage or you need to like on your email list, try to segment it. Like just
Peterborough
know
people
who lives in Peterborough and works in Lindsay. Cause there's a lot of them when you hit I call it the Omimi rush hour.
Well,
like,
yeah.
It's
we run into that.
Crazy, but you're right. If you're right in the spot of whatever the direction is, that's the best.
Where they're going,
you know, the morning, hey, take these to work and surprise your colleagues if they're going by your side of the road in the morning, and then at night it's the other way.
The
I think
coming home to Lindsay would be the ones, bring home some flowers, surprise whoever
yeah.
or yourself.
Oh, yeah,
treat yourself is the other thing, so
and you could have little just different signs, treat yourself today, with some flowers.
That's nice,
I like that. I just have to get doing it. That's the hard thing, I think.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I think, and these are the things where, planning them out. So all these ideas that we have, creating that schedule or the list where when you're busy, because I'm sure, when flower season hits, like there's a huge amount of labor to do. So if you have it sort of ready to go and you're like, okay, this, my Instagram post is drafted, I just need the picture for it. So you're taking a picture, you're hitting post versus
scrambling,
hitting it, typing it out, hoping you remember, like, what was that thing that we said we were going to write? Like having that ready to go. And that's the sort of off season work
that you can do.
So then you're just running it, you know, you're building your lists now, trying to get out and get people who are just interested in the surprise flowers in the summer. And then it's sort of having that system ready to go to hustle them.
I guess it depends though. Like, what do you want from this business? Do you want to get rich? Is it just a fun thing to not say pass the time, but
I would like it to be a viable business. So to make a profit, but it's something I enjoy. So I'm happy. I would like to, you know, make a little bit of money. It won't be a full-time thing ever, but so farm the land because we have the land, use the land. And the environment's part of it too. It's not just that, but use the land and use it in an environmentally friendly way as much as we can.
And I think that's where you do these little things. And as you build up your audience, it becomes easier because you get some predictability. You know, if you have 1,000 people on your list any given day, you're going to know which percentage of them are going to say yes. So if you know you have 50 bouquets available, you know, you send out one thing and 50 get sold and then it's done. It reminds me of Leanne at Fresh Fuel. Like they have pop-ups and it's like, and you know, Taco Tuesday up there. It's like, hey, Taco Tuesday, their list fills up and then that's what they have. Yeah. They're not always hustling tacos. It's like you do it in a batch, you know how much you're preparing for that day. And then there's a limit. So for you, you only have so much time, so many acres. You're not trying to be super rich, but then you don't want to be every day picking all these flowers and then sitting at the side of the road hoping people stop by and buy them.
Yeah.
Right. If they're already pre-sold, then it's like, hey, get on our list.
Get on our list to get first pick or first notification when you've got them available.
We've thrown a lot at you today. I want to throw more at you. Do we have a lot more time?
It's up to you. Yeah, we have. We've been surprisingly time efficient.
I've got two more ideas. Critically, from a social media perspective, I'm just thinking back now, and I know we just talked about, like, you've got 1,000 things going on. I followed you for a couple of years. I didn't know that you did a lot of this stuff, right? And I've seen your photos and stuff, and I think, I don't think I'm unique where I don't always read descriptions, right? I look at photos, I like it, I know you, I like it, I move on. I would love to see you being more clear about the services you offer. In the photo, like, we have subscriptions, we have flower subscriptions, buy flower subscriptions. We do photo shoots with flowers. We do boom, boom,
listing
boom.
The services and products.
Not like a
visually pleasing way.
Just say, I didn't know any of this. Like, and I'm like, I felt like an idiot. I'm like, I've known you, I think, for a couple of years or at least a year now. And I'm like, I didn't know that you did anything other than you had some flowers.
Okay.
And that was
great.
It. So I didn't know about subscriptions. I didn't know about, like, I had thought that you were over at the flower shop and other stuff. And when you said that you're doing photo shoots, I was like, that makes sense. But I had no idea. I think that's awesome. And I think it just needs to be more clear for people.
What do you, what I wouldn't know would be frequency. Like, I don't want to make people, you know, sell. I want them to see kind of what's on the farm. But what would you say for that?
I
don't worry about it.
I disagree. We are trying to sell.
Yeah.
Frequency at a minimum. Once a week, three times a week is fine.
For the post where offering, showing the products.
Sure. Once a week. So
once
if you even look
that,
at my social media, every single Monday is a picture of me talking about something. Every single Wednesday, I talk about the service. So it looks different all the time.
Yeah.
But there's a pattern.
And that would make it easier to plan too, to have
people. Someone said to me yesterday, was like, well, like, it's a lot of the same. And I'm like, well, you see every single post that we do. What about Bob Clark that, like, checks out social and he's never seen this before? So this is all news to him.
Someone's going to discover you today in your next post. And you worry about seeing everything, but the algorithms, like I don't know anyone where I'm like, oh, I see too much of their stuff, or I just know too much exactly what they want.
Less than 10% of your followers.
But the people who love you want to see it because they're also the ones who are going to tell their friends, right? About, oh, you should get this flower subscription, because most guys aren't going to even know that's a thing. But if someone tells them to do it, they're going to do it. So you're getting people to memorize what you're doing. And also it's flowers. So put flowers in the picture.
Yeah.
Remind people with some text what to do. No one's getting sick of that. Like, it's not like people are getting tired. You know, you're not coming up to them in a parking lot, shoving some flowers through the window saying, give me money for these flowers. Yeah. Like, you know, you're in the joy surprise business. So like, I wouldn't hesitate at all to be like, get on my email list, get on, you know, subscribe. Here's how you get flowers like this.
Okay.
Because you don't want to be like Matt, who's like, I should get flowers. He agrees. Yeah. I would like to get my wife flowers more. Like, that's not a controversial thing, but then the logistics of figuring out how to do it, remembering to do it, walking in, knowing what to ask for, like, there's just all these little barriers where if you can eliminate that in the middle and just have the flowers show up or be ready to pick up, like, hey, come get your flowers. And you can be that short and direct about it because you're creating a relationship where, you know, people are in the joy business, right? It's not a thing people are like, oh, I gotta go pick up those, you know, those flowers. Like, this is a fun chore, right? Like, just remind yourself of that over and over and over.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, that's good. Thanks for that feedback.
Yeah. And then last thing, this might be a bit ridiculous and radical, but hear me out. When you're talking about the joy of people receiving flowers, I thought back to, what do they call it, Farm Day?
Farm Fest.
Oh, Farm Fest.
Yeah, we took our kids to Farm Fest back in whatever the heck that was.
First weekend of October.
Yes, thank you. And there was like this fruit and vegetable farm, and at the end there was like all these wild flowers. It was end of the season, and the woman was like, you can just pick whatever you want, they're all going to go to waste. The joy the kids had picking those flowers, I will never forget the look on their faces. Now, Brian thinks I'm going to start talking about child labor, but I'm not. What I'm suggesting is a camp for kids, like a summer camp, where you are teaching them gardening. They're picking flowers, they're playing with flowers, there's other stuff going on. And I joke all the time about the things we learn in school sometimes are nonsense. Trigonometry, this and that. I would love to learn how to cook, change my own oil. It'd be fascinating if we as people all knew how to garden.
It would be, yeah. And there is a farm camp. I'm not sure if it's Woodville Way, but someone is having one. I agree. It would be an amazing idea, but with work, it just wouldn't happen.
And insurance, and logistically, it's crazy. Everything. But I think it's a really good idea.
So there are some of those happening. Yeah, they are really cool.
I think that's interesting. Yeah. Especially because you're, and like, not to like criticize bigger other farms, I would be uncomfortable leaving my kids at a big abyss of a farm, machinery everywhere.
Well,
I've been to your home.
Either.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's comfortable. It's safe. Beautiful backyard. I'd drop them off. I'd leave them all day. You know what I mean? I just want you to take care of my kids for a week. Yeah. Put my kids to work.
I'm sure they would just love gardening the whole time.
But you know what I'm getting at? It's not like we're not actually going to be picking.
The bean picking Olympics.
But it's like, I totally get it. And it's like forest school.
Yeah.
It'd be farm school instead. And they go out and they do all these good things, and you would have other programming as well.
Yeah, they're going to run around for hours too, kick a ball and stuff.
Get life skills at the same time as they're.
I think it's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
But
not feasible for us, but it is a really good idea.
Yeah, one day.
Also,
what we talked about earlier, where like we build the empire, everything's fine, you're laying in money.
And you do fun stuff.
I just got that picture instead of flower. Feel the flowers. You just have money laying around.
Picking your money tree.
Yeah.
Growing money tree.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. What's one thing you want people to know about, and how do they find you?
Well, I've talked about them a lot, but the subscriptions, I would like people to sign up for those. So right now we have spring subscriptions coming soon, probably starting maybe the end of May and June. And then I'll, so they run, those are 3 weeks. Then in July, I'll have a 4 week subscription. In August, I'll have a 4 week subscription. And then I'll possibly do a fall subscription as well, depending on how the flowers go. So you can sign up for those at our website, wildacres.square.site. And that's another goal this year, is to get a real .com or .ca. Or you can message me. I am on Instagram and Facebook at wildacres.ont. So you can find me there. You can message any questions. And yeah, the subscriptions is the main thing that I would really like to get out for people. And you can sign up for the mailing list at our website as well if you want to know when the flowers are coming, because after talking to you guys, I'm going to send out my emails more frequently.
So with the subscription and the Square site, you can go to your website, buy the subscription online.
Yes, you awesome. Can. Yep, you can click purchase and then you just fill in your information and come your subscription day, probably Thursdays or Fridays, you pick up your subscription from our front porch right now.
Awesome.
Love it. All right. Thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Matt, before we go, what's one thing you want the people to know about you and where do they find you?
Go to mattegdigital.com. Want to help people get found online.
All right. And I want people to know I'm the business coach and teacher that helps your business get money with grants, increased sales, and optimizing your business for revenue and profit. You can find me at profitcoach.ca. Matt and I love to collaborate to help you start, grow, or recharge your business, and we want to work with you. If you want to discuss working with us or be a guest on the podcast, send us an email to setitup@kawarthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca. And remember, we believe the Kawarthas can be the most thriving region in Canada for small businesses.